I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Don't miss it.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Want complete flexibility with your ticket plan? The Wolves Flex Pack provides 10 undated vouchers at a discount. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Two games will finish up today over at Clark and Addison. The Cubs-Mets suspended game continues at noon. That's in a 1-1 tie in the top of the 10th. Alec Mills will start the series finale. Mills allowed only one run last week in his Major League debut. Here's Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey with Mullion Haw.
Had Alec gone out there and pitched really poorly, he probably would not have been starting again. We just would have gone ahead and plugged guys back in. But with all these consecutive games and knowing, you know, we only have two days off the rest of the season, knowing that these guys are going to be leaned on very heavily, we just figured let's stick them in there again and kind of move everybody back and give everybody a little bit of a blow.
And Joe Maddon has promised an interesting lineup for the second game. The Hickey interview available for download on 670thescore.com. Reynaldo Lopez has a 6.70 ERA over his last 9 starts. Lopez and the Yankees. CC Sabathia is the pitching matchup in this evening's rubber match. Tim Anderson listed as day-to-day with a bruised ankle. To football, the Bears' 5th and final preseason game is tomorrow. The Packers dealt quarterback Brett Hundley to the Seahawks, so DeShone Kizer is now Aaron Rodgers' backup. And Browns linebacker Michael Hendricks has been charged with insider trading. This update was brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 11:55 a.m. when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Getting Florio writing any articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio's on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. Also with NBC Sports. Joins us now as he does each week on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. It has become a newsy morning across the NFL. Let's start with the trade here that affects the Bears' rival Packers as they send Brett Hundley to Seattle to become Russell Wilson's backup. I believe a 6th-round pick arrives in return, making DeShone Kizer the backup quarterback now in Green Bay. What do you make of this, Mike?
Well, it tells me that Brett Hundley was going to get cut, right? I mean, any trade that happens this week other than Khalil Mack, the guy that gets traded would have gotten cut because you go from 90 straight to 53. You got to create 37 roster spots, and the Packers are keeping 3 quarterbacks, none of whom is going to be Brett Hundley. So they flip him to the Seahawks. They get something in return. I haven't seen what they get. Probably something conditional or something low round or both in a future draft, and they move on from Hundley. He had his chance last year for an extended audition to prove that he could get it. He can't, and now he serves as insurance in Seattle because their backup was, at least I know who Brett Hundley is. I can't even tell you who Seattle's backup is. It's not Colin Kaepernick, I know that.
Let's you put the bait out there, so I'll take it. Let's get to the Khalil Mack thing. When I first read the first, you know, real solid headline about this, which I think was after the Hall of Fame game, I was incredulous and dismissed it. Like, yeah, why would they do that? That's ridiculous. Are there legs to this? Can he actually do this and get rid of Khalil Mack?
Well, it's a possibility simply because, number one, the Raiders have not slammed the door on it. And number two, there are, I'm told, four teams that are serious about it. Now, I don't know who the four teams are, but I know that there are four. And can you put enough on the table that gets the Raiders to bite? Can you then put enough on the table that gets Mack to bite? Because you're not going to just do a trade for a guy who isn't happy with his contract and then say, well, we'll wait for you to show up on Monday. You're going to trade for a holdout at that point. So you need to have Mack happy. You need to have the Raiders happy. It's going to take a lot to make it happen. But some would say that Mack is the kind of talent that you do that for, that you make that trade, that you take the uncertainty of a first-round draft pick and maybe another high pick or maybe a player, and you dangle the package to the Raiders, and you at that point fully intend to pay Khalil Mack $21, $22 million per year. So you have to believe in Mack enough to pay him and make the trade. Until he shows up and is playing for the Raiders, and I guess even after that, it's still possible he'd be traded up until the trade deadline. But I think for as long as this impasse lasts between Mack and the Raiders, a trade is an option. I don't know what the Raiders' plan is for Mack. I think their plan is to just wait for him to break and show up and collect his regular season game checks at $814,000 each. And if he misses a week or two, they may have to reconfigure their plan. And if I'm thinking about trading for Mack, I don't know that I want to do it this year because I'm going to give up a ton of money for this guy. And the first year that I have him, I don't know that I'm getting the most out of him. I may be inclined to wait until the offseason to try to do the deal.
We were looking at the history of wide receivers and their impact on champions and just how many teams, after winning the Super Bowl, and look at it logically and say, okay, here's a Super Bowl champion. Did they have an incredibly expensive wide receiver that was one of the reasons why they won the Super Bowl? And for the most part, the answer is no. It's usually, if you've got one of the highest paid players, it's a quarterback or it's an impact player on the defense. Your win because of reasons for these championships are often all-time great quarterback or a historically successful and healthy defense. It just doesn't seem like the Odell Beckham Jr. contract comes from a sensible place if you look at what it's actually going to mean toward winning a championship. Do you agree?
Well, and I don't know that it's necessarily the contract as much as it's the player. Do you need a high-end dominant receiver to win a championship? And is there an argument to be made that everything that goes along with having that high-end dominant receiver, that constant pressure to feed him. You know, I made the argument after Calvin Johnson retired that Matthew Stafford actually improved because he no longer had that ongoing tally in his head of how many times he's thrown it to Calvin Johnson and do I have to force it into double coverage because it's Calvin Johnson. And instead of that, you just throw it to the open guy when he's not there. So there's something to be said for not having that drag on the offense that comes from having a great receiver, contract or not. Now, as the Giants are concerned, they should be thrilled that they locked up Odell Beckham Jr. for 6 years at $16.4 million. That's the total average value of the contract from signing. Compare that with Sammy Watkins. He gets $16 million a year on a three-year deal. 3 years, much better than six. Get back to the market in your 20s as opposed to in your 30s, which for Beckham, he'll be 31 when this contract expires. So it's actually a very good deal for the Giants. They'll never say that. They want the player to think it was a great deal. But, you know, for Beckham wanting $20 million plus per year, he at one point said he wanted to be the highest paid player in the NFL, to get him for just a little bit more than what the prior high watermark was and to have him under contract for 6 years, that's a coup for the Giants, and maybe they can find a way to manage their team and compete for championships while they have Saquon Barkley on his rookie deal while they have Eli Manning still there and while they have Beckham in his prime.
What does it mean? Does the contract mean anything about Eli Manning? Can we divine anything about the future there? Is Kyle Laletta a guy they want to just roll with after Eli's done, whether that be after one or two?
Well, I think Laletta was drafted late enough that you don't assume he's going to become the guy. I think it came down to this. The Giants decided, and Tony Dungy explained this to me really well, because the Steelers got themselves into this problem in 1983 when Dan Marino was available, and they really liked Dan Marino, but they didn't want to draft Dan Marino while they still had Terry Bradshaw. And Bradshaw played in all of one more game for the Steelers after they passed on Dan Marino. And Tony's advice to the Giants was, if you like one of these guys, draft them. If you don't, don't. But don't resist or refrain because you're worried about an awkward ending with Eli Manning. You want to have, you know, a passing of the baton, even if it's ripped out of one guy's hands, as opposed to going through 3 years, 5 years, however many years, wondering who your quarterback is. So I think that, you know, they're still going wait and see with Eli Manning. I think there's a fan component to it because of the way they bungled his benching last year. But they ultimately decided that none of these five guys who were available was right for them, and that creates a great contrast in the same stadium where the Giants play, because if Sam Darnold becomes a star for the Jets, the Giants left him on the board for the Jets to jump on.
What kind of conversation are you hearing from, you know, whether it be coaches or you know, former coaches, about Matt Nagy's decision to rest his starters in a game where many other coaches have implied that that's the greatest game of importance for them in a preseason?
Well, we've seen other coaches do the same thing. Sean McVay rested a bunch of his starters, and he's the reigning coach of the year. The only issue that I had with Matt Nagy's decision was the way he explained it. I'd rather he just come out and say, you know what? I'm protecting my guys. I'm doing the analysis here, and I'm deciding to keep my quarterback safe on the sidelines in lieu of taking that incremental risk that he gets injured, because if he gets injured, then it's Chase Daniel, and all due respect, I'd rather have Mitchell Trubisky. This idea that 25 extra snaps in a preseason game against the Chiefs wasn't going to help get ready for week one, well, how do you know that? Because there is a chance that Trubisky makes a specific mistake in the preseason that they correct and the light bulb goes on and he never makes that mistake again. Specifically, he doesn't make that mistake week one against the Packers in a key moment. So I think reps are always better for the development of a quarterback. But if you're going to make the strategic decision that we don't want to put him out there taking reps where he can take hits and possibly get hurt, then, okay, I understand it, but you definitely are taking a risk that your guy's not going to be as ready. But don't tell me those 25 reps don't matter. It's very likely that each and every one of them would have mattered greatly to what the Bears do in the regular season.
I've gotten a kick out of where the intellectual debate on this topic has gone. There's been some fascinating points made on these very airwaves alone. We had one suggest that because Mitchell Trubisky didn't get hurt on that day, therefore it is objectively the correct decision that Matt Nagy made. A counterpoint being, and this is purely for just to think about, and it's just theoretical, if indeed this entire season is a wash for the Bears and they're just sort of developing and they're not going to win the Super Bowl, rest all the starters for the entire season and take them out next year. And then I moved on to the idea, I moved on to the relative that you have, your grandma or your great aunt that has the plastic covers on the furniture.
Oh, my mom had those.
Okay.
But waiting for the Pope to show up so we can take the covers
off.
That's
what I'm asking is at what point, isn't this the same kind of thing? When is it okay? When do you finally reach the time that now it's time to actually have contact with the actual fabric of the couch?
I mean, our house was like a biological hazard zone. We not only had the couch in plastic, my mother had a plastic runner that went from the door at a diagonal so you could enter and go to the couch and get on the couch and never touch anything that could be in any way soiled by, you know, shoes, pants, shirt, food, anything. But look, here's the thing. And philosophically, you're touching on an important point. How else is this, and in what other ways is this attitude manifesting itself behind the scenes? We were privy to the debate between Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley on Hard Knocks about resting starters and soft tissue injuries. If Matt Nagy is going to hold his starter out of the most important preseason game, his starting quarterback, how else are guys being managed at practice that we don't know about? How else will late-game situations be managed? Will they pull Mitchell Trubisky off the field if they're down 24 mm-hmm. points or up 24 points in the third or fourth quarter? How many times during a football season do we ask ourselves, what the hell is the starter still doing out there? Is Nagy going to have a quick hook and remove Trubisky from situations where he could be getting reps, even in garbage time, that will help him reach his ceiling, whatever his ceiling may be?
I was looking around and saw that Tony Gonzalez mentioned that he thinks the head of the Players Association should be someone who played in the NFL. And I don't know, to me, it seems that demanding that just restricts your pool of really great leadership to help you into the next CBA, which is coming and is absolutely going to be contentious. I wonder if this is just a former player, in your opinion, who's, you know, stumping for his own, or if there really is much more tangible outrage against Moore Smith and where things have gone.
He's taken a lot of criticism for the CBA that was negotiated back in 2011, but, you know, I think we need to be fair to the reality that when push came to shove, the players were not willing to miss game checks. So the goal was, and should have been and needed to be, get the best deal that you possibly can, cognizant of the fact that your rank and file is not willing to go without their salary. And when you have ownership that is willing to do without because they have a hell of a lot more in the coffers, and you have labor force that isn't willing to do without, it makes it harder to get true balance in the outcome of the negotiation. And, you know, what's DeMaurice Smith supposed to do? Incite via fire and brimstone speeches the willingness for these guys to go without getting paid? You know, the advances that you get now are going to help guys who are still in high school. They're not going to necessarily help you, and meanwhile, you're giving up large checks every week. So I think that it's not a prerequisite to have a former player as the executive director of the union, but I think if a former player is, or if a non-player is in charge, that person needs to have a strong number two who was a player, who can constantly consult and assist on matters of, you know, only things that players could truly understand. So there's a pragmatic sense to the negotiations, the things that come up. So it's somebody who's been there and done that who can be advising the executive director on how to go. And the flip side's true as well. If you have a former player, you need to have somebody, whether it's a lawyer, a business person, someone, an executive, who can help blend the two together. But I think both aspects are important. I just don't think it necessarily has to be the executive director who is the former player.
So yesterday, CBS Sports president Sean McManus was explaining, he talked to Sports Illustrated, and was explaining why it is policy for their broadcasters to not mention point spreads, covering the spreads, etc. And his logic was that there's only a few states that have legalized gambling. It's not going to affect the larger audience, which I think is hilarious because it ignores the fact that every state has people gambling regardless of whether or not it's been legalized. But there seems to be a belief that it's possible he's doing this because the NFL hasn't gotten to wet its beak yet. We haven't had these so-called integrity fees, and this was just a way, because they're an NFL partner, of sending the message, we're not going to play your game until we've got a financial incentive to play your game.
Right church, wrong pew, to a certain extent. I think that CBS is staying away from it because the NFL has not yet given the green light. Now, whether the green light comes from we're getting an integrity fee or we've put an infrastructure in place where we can otherwise make money through partnerships with sports books, through in-stadium per-play betting, through our websites being used as the portal that people will bet through, whatever the case may be, once the NFL is making enough money off of it that it becomes hypocritical for them not to embrace it, then they will allow their broadcast partners to embrace it. But for now, look, gambling's been legal in Vegas, and like you said, there's been illegal gambling for years, and I think the NFL is going to continue to have a hands-off approach that is going to eventually become more arm's length once the NFL is making money. But it's not necessarily this integrity fee, because I don't think the integrity fee is ever going to happen. They want a federal regulatory scheme in place, and is there a way to make money off of that? I don't know, but that's what the NFL is looking at, and I think this position is more about the NFL not yet giving its broadcast partners the green light, And I think the reasoning for not giving the green light is more complicated than this so far failed effort to get a piece of the action from the states that have gambling.
Mike Florio, thank you as always.
See you guys.
He's been brought to you by Subway. Check out three signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the turkey Italiano melt. Get yourself some bold taste with a Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese, or enjoy the tangy flavor of the buffalo chicken wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations.
It's funny that Mike Florio is saying that the NFL is stumping for a thing that they think they deserve but are never going to get and might let that get in the way of future profit. Shocking to me. Shocking.
And while he says that, there is a story posted regarding the first thoughts from the U.S. Senate for a federal framework for sports betting. I've got some of the specifics here if you are interested in how that's going to play out. We've talked a bunch of baseball. We've got the Midday Midway coming up at 10:40, Len Casper at 11, and then we're out of here at 11:55 for Cubs. And I've got some stuff for the Midway that is just awesome.
I got a couple of fun stories as well.
Good, but I just want to let you know, if you are a sports gambler and you're interested in what's going on, some of these sort of piecemeal state-by-state things that eventually, as Adam Silver of the NBA wants, are all going to be brought under the same federal tent and sort of standardized, so states aren't necessarily competing with each other as far as rates and VIG and all that. It's some thoughts here on how that might work next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
I don't agree with Matt Nagy that the 2,000 practice snaps outweigh what you could gain in one half of game action against live NFL defenders.
When you're going full speed against full speed, that's when you learn something about what you're doing.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Wrapping up this 6 year of daily commentaries, I'd like to salute some special individuals who left profound legacies. Bobby Doerr, who passed away at 99, played more games than anyone in a Red Sox uniform, and Japan's Iron Man Sachio Kinugasa broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive games played streak. Few men could pitch like two-time Cy Young Award winner Roy Doc Holliday. And no women could throw like 5'3" Mamie Peanut Johnson, the only female to pitch in the Negro Leagues. Bobby Addy created the Alpine Skiing World Cup, and Stan Mikita popularized hockey's curved-bladed stick and protective helmet. Tommy Novus was the original Atlanta Falcon. Rusty Staub led Montreal's expansion Expos, and Chuck Knox helped recruit Joe Namath to the Jets. Finally, Keith Jackson provided a voice for all seasons, while Roger Bannister's sub-4-minute mile remains an accomplishment for all time. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Central Alarm, how can I help you?
Hi, I installed my alarm system myself along with the video doorbell, but now it's not working, so I need help.
Well, we only sell and service real security systems like Alarm.com.
Alarm.com?
Alarm.com. They're the biggest smart home technology player out there. It's the best, so it's all we install. Sounds like you could use it.
I definitely could. How soon can you get here?
Hi, I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started Alarm.com 15 years ago, I wanted to offer everyone the same smart home technology I demand for my family. Today, Alarm.com is the largest smart home security company, protecting nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Our systems are only available from licensed, authorized Alarm.com service providers. They'll design and install your system so you know it's done right the first time. With Alarm.com, you also get professional monitoring 24/7 to ensure that you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an Alarm.com service provider in your area.
Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary P.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda J. had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Pearl 5-piece drum set with hardware and cymbals just $559.99 or a Simmons electronic drum kit just $369.99. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big, we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the Classic Chicken Sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
If you have a home security system, it might keep your home and family safe while it's turned on. But what else does it do for you? I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started the company more than 15 years ago, we wanted to create smarter, more reliable security. The kind of security we'd want for our homes and families. That's why Alarm.com delivers patented solutions that are trusted by nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Alarm.com systems are available through licensed security experts across the U.S. who have experience designing, installing, and monitoring smart home systems in your community. This means you have an expert to help you understand the options and answer any questions you have. Once you decide on the smart home or business security system that meets your needs, those same experts install your system so it's working correctly from day one. And with 24/7 professional monitoring, they make sure you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an alarm.com service provider in your area. That's alarm.com/music.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
0% equals 2380 to 1,000 bars.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's going to take some time, but we have a brave new world of legalized sports gambling that is going to be a part of our lives. Whether we gamble or not, we had better be literate in some of this stuff because it's going to be a part of broadcasting. It's going to be a part of the presentation of sports. And I think eventually it's going to be federally regulated. And we're getting our first looks now at some of these proposals that are coming from the federal government to say, look, let's figure this out before we get a complete Wild West out there that then needs to be undone and untangled for the benefit of everybody. And this is from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. And he there's a memo here that has been seen by Darren Rovell. And he says the suggestions include that all sports books only use official league data to determine outcomes, and that the leagues themselves should be involved in determining what bets would be accepted. Schumer suggests that leagues would have the responsibility to step up monitoring, did not mention these integrity fees that you just heard Florio talk about. It's the idea that leagues should be paid a portion of the bets on their sport, paid back because they've ratcheted up security associated with the sports gambling. And then there's some obvious suggestions. Illegal for anyone under 21 to place a sports bet in 21. Any state. That's a little high.
Seems it.
Yeah, I would think if you can be drafted into the Army, theoretically.
Kind of feels like you should be able to put a bet down on the Jets game, yeah.
Requiring entities taking bets to responsibly advertise away from youth and properly disclose the dangers of betting.
Okay, sure.
As well as to reporting suspicious activity and sharing information among sports books, the leagues, and state regulators that could help uncover anything that compromises the integrity of games. Suggesting that legal books would have to use official data could be a huge revenue stream for leagues, but some could also be strongly opposed, reasoning that requiring official data would give the leagues a monopoly. It's not integral to the sanctity of a bet.
How does that give a league a monopoly?
I don't know.
That doesn't make...
I mean, data,
I gotta be missing something here.
Data's data. Right, an outcome is an outcome.
Feels that way.
You're not going to have competing outcomes.
I mean, didn't we have a situation
this
where...
This is what they're using to try and get the integrity fee. That's exactly
out of the way,
what
right?
they've been saying.
Okay.
You need our league data. The only difference, the score is the score. You're right. You could talk about prop bets. On some websites, maybe the rushing yards would be over or under the total. But it's a stretch.
Didn't
the scores, the points, the rebounds, it's all the same.
Didn't some fantasy providers have a beef with sports stats? Was it basketball or something? Was it the NBA who had something like this? And that
it's
was just
possible,
pushed aside, wasn't it?
Sometimes we see after the fact some stuff will change. Like NFL.com may be used as the official data.
Mm.
But it's just the way... They're trying to get that integrity fee, which is not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
In any way, shape, or form. Okay.
States have already put the hammer down and said, nope, that is not happening. Why? Going through all this, and you've fought us for years and years and years, and all the millions of dollars we spent in courts, and now you want to be our partner?
And you should want and already have the integrity anyway.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. The books have helped that for years, actually, but people haven't realized that for some reason.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Want complete flexibility with your ticket plan? The Wolves Flex Pack provides 10 undated vouchers at a discount. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Joe Maddon said today's Cubs Mets series finale. It's going to have an interesting lineup with Javi Baez likely on the bench, but first the two teams will need to conclude last night's suspended one. It's a 1-1 tie in the 10th. It resumes right here on The Score coming up at noon. The Sox have a chance to win a series at the Yankees for the first time since 2005, a scuffling Ronaldo Lopez against CC Sabathia. And in the NFL, Green Bay traded quarterback Brett Hundley to Seattle for a sixth-round draft pick. Stop in at Peanuts Bar and Grill at 22 West Chicago Avenue in Naperville. Pizza, quesadillas, and burgers in a cozy spot with a spacious outdoor area. Plus, enjoy specially priced Heineken all month long. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 11:55 a.m. when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We had something afoot here, and I'm very, very concerned. I'm concerned I've done something horrible.
Oh, God. Did you go to WebMD again?
No.
Break your doctor's rule here?
No.
What have you done?
I got out of my car. I walked out of the parking garage. I walked in to the Streeterville Whole Foods.
I walked to
the breakfast hot bar.
Your secret stash.
Guess what wasn't there?
The bacon is gone.
The bacon was not on the breakfast hot bar.
They're on you,
what?
Man. They're on to you.
Okay, so...
They figured you out.
What is the Bernstein thing to do? How Bernstein are you?
Complain.
No.
No, you
blame somebody else.
Call customer service.
I found the nearest person that looked like they were an employee, and I said, "Excuse me, do you know why there isn't any bacon on the hot bar?" And he was very nice, and he said, "I don't, but let's go find out." And he walked me toward the back, and they talked to one of the people that runs the kitchen in the back, and we actually got to the person in charge of the kitchen. And the guy was representing me in this case, and he said, "Hey, why is there no bacon?" And he said there was an issue with their distributor, with whoever supplies the bacon, and it didn't arrive. I'm thinking this is all BS.
This is all nonsense. They're all new. Right. They're repricing them. They're taking it all off the shelves.
Right. And this is after
$1.50 a piece.
Right. Just to fill you in, I had given you, the Bernstein and McKnight listener, what I believe to be a life hack, in that because the hot bar is by weight and bacon does not weigh very much, I had just from dumb luck realized that you can get, depending on the sizes and doneness and water content and fat content of the bacon, that you could get,
which he measures before putting any one slice into his take-home carrier,
five or six strips for around $1.40, $1.50, and it was just, you felt like you stole something, and it was a plenty. By the time you're done with that last bite, you had enough bacon, and it was just something that you could keep doing, and people were sending me pictures on Twitter of they've baconated their days.
Bacon mounds.
Yeah, mounds of bacon in that recyclable Whole Foods container. And there was no bacon there. And they said, I said, "Will there be bacon tomorrow?" And he said, I don't know. We're going to see if there's another place from where we can get the bacon.
I know who to blame. It's a longtime midday listener, Dawn the Produce Lady, who listens to the show, is a regional manager for Whole Foods.
See?
And
I told
probably
you.
Heard.
These are the end times,
him,
man.
Gave him the tip.
But she's also been super generous. And she's the one that
there's that.
Drops off these.
Well, yeah, that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Dawn. The Asian Dawn movement.
Ratted us out?
Read about it in Forbes. I like to think that's not the case because, as I mentioned, they more than make up for that with the weight of the eggs that they sell. Eggs are, it's all water, and it's just, especially the cheesy eggs are super heavy.
Oh.
You get one little dollop of that, that's another $2.
If one thing we've learned about publicly traded companies is true, is that they always make sure that their profit margins are just enough for them. This is fine. We'll give something back to the consumer here. That's what they've always done, right?
Everybody's so mad at me.
You've ruined the bacon hack. You talked about it.
The 916 has Bernstein, your picture's on the wall now for telling everybody about the bacon life hack.
Hi, I'd like to ask about the lack of bacon on the hot bar line. Oh, yeah? Do you have a customer complaint you'd like to log? Yes, it's Dan Bernstein. I'm not at all Dan Bernstein,
no.
Who's been talking about getting pounds and pounds of bacon for free here for a week and a half now.
I'm Dan Bernstein.
I'm not him.
Yeah, Bernstein.
I'm not at all that man.
No, I couldn't believe it. I almost took a picture, and then I thought that I was going to like draw more attention. Why is this man taking a picture of the breakfast bar? And there was a chicken sausage.
There's never a good chicken sausage.
No.
It all just tops out at like a 6.
Right.
Chicken sausage is like, hey, I've got this great chicken.
This is great
awesome.
Chicken
it's
sausage.
Chicken ground up into a thing with some spices. It tastes like every other chicken sausage anyone's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
That's chicken sausage. Pass.
Yep.
What else is on that
it's
list?
It's like what I told Jerry Krause about the veggie lasagna that was his wife's recipe in the Bulls executives and Bulls players recipes book.
So the cookbook?
They put out a cookbook. And I said, the veggie lasagna. He goes, what'd you think? I said, it's great if you put a lot of meat in it. And it was one of the few times I got a genuine, huge, like, belly-shaking laugh out of Jerry Krause. You're right.
And Michael started yelling at him for being fat.
Yeah, shut up, fatty.
Jerry, you're fat.
Right. I hope I didn't ruin it.
Yeah, I think you ruined it.
I don't think so. I hope not. Maybe we should call Dawn and
start wandering around to different Whole Foods looking for hot bacon.
We can't call Dawn because then
she'll
lets her
know
in
that
on
we
it,
know
then, right.
that she knows that we. Yep. See, yeah. We can't. She'll know.
All right. Midday Midway is coming up next. I have, and I am not making this up, an actual sea war in the English Channel.
What?
And what they're fighting over will amaze you, but there are flotillas of boats throwing rocks at each other. The French and the Brits are actually firing on each other.
In a naval battle, you don't want to get your sea crossed.
We've got a naval battle, and I've got a movie that is in the works that I'm excited about.
We're going to talk about bad movies as well, and NIU has an interesting idea to get people to go watch football games.
Yeah, pretty brazen.
And honestly, it's not just NIU who needs it. Look around the country. You might need it all over the place. The Midday Midway is next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
I don't agree with Matt Nagy that the 2,000 practice snaps outweigh what you could gain in one half of game action against live NFL defenders.
When you're going full speed against full speed, that's when you learn something about what you're doing.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I mean, I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
This Labor Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Squire Stratocaster just $99.99 or select TC electronic pedals, buy two, get one free. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you have a home security system, it might keep your home and family safe while it's turned on. But what else does it do for you? I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started the company more than 15 years ago, we wanted to create smarter, more reliable security. The kind of security we'd want for our homes and families. That's why Alarm.com delivers patented solutions that are trusted by nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Alarm.com systems are available through licensed security experts across the U.S. who have experience designing, installing, and monitoring smart home systems in your community. This means you have an expert to help you understand the options and answer any questions you have. Once you decide on the smart home or business security system that meets your needs, those same experts install your system so it's working correctly from day one. And with 24/7 professional monitoring, they make sure you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an alarm.com service provider in your area. That's alarm.com/music.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
11. Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Talk baseball, the aftermath of yesterday's Joe Maddon story, his reaction, the half-retraction, non-retraction globalization from Bob Nightingale under the intense fire from attorney Danny Parkins
left
yesterday.
And right.
No, it was really good. He did a really good job with it. It was a very strong cross. And sort of what it means now to have this bell rung that can't be unrung despite Theo Epstein's statement and what goes on from there. Football talk, a lot of it with Mike Florio on a newsy day with a trade. We had the guy we just saw on Hard Knocks who now is indicted for insider trading.
And has admitted it all on Twitter.
Completely, fully admitted everything.
Yes, because this is a thing I did. Yeah. It was absolutely illegal, and I'm dealing with the feds.
Yeah, when the feds have you, they have you. And some sports gambling stuff.
Oh, we talked about. The NBA has finally lightened their restrictions on sneaker colors. You'll get to wear whatever color sneaker you want. For the first time in league history, there are going to be some restrictions on third-party logos, I guess, on the shoes.
And nothing reflective.
Yeah, reflective, I think, was the other. Yeah, I have never, ever heard a good reason for restricting shoe color in any sport.
Skin color.
No good reasons there Landis, either. Right? Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he made an impassioned plea for it, and you know, was very wrong. I just, what the hell? Why has anybody ever cared? Pat Riley's out here saying all my soldiers wear the same color boots. Like, what the hell is that? Why? Who cares? They're shoes. They're shoes.
And they're cool.
They're almost all of them very cool. Yes. Even the reflective ones that you're not allowed to wear in the NBA. Congratulations. Welcome to a brand new world of shoes being crazy. We've been doing this for years. Why did it take so long?
French and British fishermen are clashing in the English Channel in an escalating battle over scallops.
The Falkland Islands. Oh, no, damn, really?
Pretty much the same level of importance. Scallops. 40 French boats tried to stop 5 larger British boats from fishing 12 nautical miles of the Normandy coast in the Bay of Seine. Fishing boats collided, stones were thrown, but no one was injured. UK boats are entitled to fish in the scallop-rich area, but their presence has angered the French, who accused the British of depleting shellfish stocks. Now, UK fishermen are demanding governmental protection while the French bewail the loss of what they call a primary resource. So here's what happened.
By the way, you can only bewail something while you're on the high seas. That's the only place you're allowed to bewail.
In international waters, somewhere in the English Channel is the only place where bewail. How about befouling?
I prefer the F whales.
They use a different level of replacement, different calculation between B whaling and F whaling. The French boats gathered overnight Monday to protest so-called British pillaging. The French went to contact the British to stop them working. They clashed with each other. This is the head of the Normandy Fishing Committee, of course, no less august a position. The British were unable to match the local flotilla for numbers and were chased away. Two British boats returned to Brisham Harbor with damaged windows. They said they were surrounded. They had rocks and metal shackles thrown at them.
Metal shackles?
Metal shackles.
Shackling the scallops on board?
But apparently, this is there's been tension for 15 years because there are different rules on who can fish when.
Yeah, maritime law is crazy. It's almost as bad as bird law
because
in this country.
British boats can gather scallops year-round. French law restricts the scallop fishing season to between October 1st and May 15th. For the Brits, it's an open bar. They fish when they want, what they want, and as much as they want. And all they want to do is try to even things out so the fishing regulations and in these areas are fair for both French scallop dredgers and English scallop dredgers.
What a life that would be.
Yeah. Scallop dredging?
Yes! Scallop dredging. Living on board the high seas, getting into naval battles here and there. It's like reliving the Battle of Jutland over again.
I have
crossing
to say,
the T.
And the pictures that are associated with this of freshly shucked scallops. And you know, the scallop shell looks exactly like Shell Oil's shell. I mean,
yes.
It is a near perfect seashell
look. You shuck scallops right there on board. You don't do that when you get back.
Well, you got to eat some of them.
I suppose you could.
I mean,
yeah.
These just looked glorious and made me want that ale to come in with a seafood tower.
Northern Illinois has put out a fairly interesting idea on how to get people, students specifically, to go watch their football games. They are going to, you know, because they've had some trouble getting folks out there to watch games, and really a lot of colleges have. Collegiate attendance has gone down quite a bit. In 2017, it fell 1,409 fans per game nationwide, the largest single year drop since 1983. Teddy Greenstein wrote this up in the Trib just yesterday. NIU is going to give away $100 to at least 10 students every game. They're calling the promotion the Husky 100s. NIU students who are already admitted free to every NIU Athletics home event will be automatically entered to win a $100 gift when they swipe their card when they enter.
Whoa.
If more students show up, more $100 amounts are going to be given away. So the more students that show up to games, the more students could potentially win. You see this all the time. My alma mater, Wisconsin, is one of them. All the time you see students not show up to games because they're busy drinking. And they're just not there, and randomly they show up in the third or maybe fourth quarter.
I live 200 yards from the football stadium sophomore year.
Did you ever go?
Only when I was working the game.
There you go. And so you've got a chance to win money if you go to football games.
Calling an audible here because we're going to try to get some information here, and I think this is just something we have to do. Our friend Dawn McLaughlin, the Whole Foods Regional Produce Coordinator, is joining the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm not so good because my bacon wasn't there today, and I think I might have ruined it for everybody, and I want to make sure that I didn't. Is bacon still going to be on the hot bar and still be available by weight?
You guys have nobody to blame but yourselves, to be honest.
Oh,
So it's kind of funny. I heard you guys talking about this the other day, and I was laughing because as a team member, when I was in the store, we knew about this hack forever. Like, that's how we would, like, afford breakfast in the morning. We would just load up on our bacon and get it for nothing, you know? And so it's funny that you guys brought that up and that customers are trying to do this as well. And we, you know, we see it happening in the stores, and we just always kind of laugh about it when we see customers walking away with big tubs of bacon. But to be honest, we have seen an escalated amount of bacon leaving the hot bars recently from our customers. And the cross problem to that is we have a really high quality standard when it comes to the bacon and the bacon that we sell. So it's hard for us to get that in bulk because of how high in quality it is. So that's where we're struggling now. We're struggling to keep up with the demand of the bacon off the hot bar based on what we can afford to get through our suppliers. So we're in a little bit of a shortage, but we did not remove it. It's just kind of on a first come, first serve basis right
now. Okay.
Damn it!
what you are saying is it's possible our show has caused a run on bacon.
Yes.
God!
Meat-eating listeners, that is for sure. No question about it.
Oh, my God. That is that's hysterical.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we did see that surge. Now, however, I do have to say, we do, a lot of people don't know this, but we have breakfast pizza, which I'm going to see if I can get some sent over to your show to try out. But we have this new pizza dough that was released, and I just ate it this morning. It's fantastic, but it's loaded up with bacon. There's all sorts of different kinds of breakfast pizza. So you should, if you're upset about the bacon, head over to the pizza side and you'll see some breakfast pizza that you can get. And it should satisfy any kind of meat craving that you're having that might not be on the hot bar.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's wonderful. Yeah. It ain't bacon. And it's not, that bacon, which is really, it's also, I've been told the quality of it, it's actually lower in nitrates, it's lowered all the bad stuff. So it's actually, it's good bacon.
You guys, this is the highest quality bacon I think you can get. So I can confirm that with our prep foods guy. But it's an extremely high quality bacon. So those of you that are loading up on it, you guys are doing yourselves a good service because that's a good bacon you got.
And I also think here's what I would say. I would say that if I'm driving in store traffic, maybe you take a little hit on the bacon. But chances are that person could see, oh, there's a bottle of wine for $8.99, and maybe I get this, maybe I get that. On balance, if I'm bringing people in there that wouldn't otherwise be in your stores, I can be, you know, maybe rewarded that the bacon thing doesn't have to go away.
You're kind of a hero. You're like a bacon hero.
There you go.
It's certainly better than his first idea was to put bacon on the end caps so everyone can take some on their way out the store.
Dawn, thanks for being a good sport, and as always, and we appreciate the information. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys got it. We'll talk soon.
That is Dawn McLaughlin from Whole Foods.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
Can I ask you something,
though? You ruined it.
Darn it. Can I ask you something? Isn't it better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all?
The person at fault would say that.
I've lost a lot. It's not better.
If for one fleeting moment.
No, it's not better.
If I gave you one glorious experience or two glorious experiences, and it's not gone. It's not gone now. They saw a surge in people leaving the big tubs of bacon.
You're an idiot.
A texter said that this is similar to when Steve Dahl told people to throw Necco wafers into the toll booth collectors.
I never heard that. I worked with Dahl. I never heard him tell that story.
Apparently that's some famous Chicago radio story.
Damn. I never heard him tell that one.
Wow. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
Len Casper from Wrigley Field. It's going to be a very strange and possibly memorable day at Wrigley Field. He's coming up on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
Here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
How many times has it happened? You drive away from home, turn the corner, and then wonder, did I close the garage door? With Alarm.com, you always know what's happening at your home or business. I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. Over 15 years ago, we set out to create the kind of smart security system we'd want protecting our families. So we developed Alarm.com to be incredibly reliable and easy to use. It's also backed by a nationwide network of licensed security experts who will professionally design, install, and monitor the right Alarm.com powered solution for any home or business. Want to know if your garage door is closed? Just check the Alarm.com app. And if you forgot to close it, you can take care of it with one tap.
An Alarm.com system can also include smart locks, lighting, thermostats, video and doorbell cameras, and more. We can connect whatever you need to experience the best smart security solution for your home or business. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an alarm.com service provider in your area. That's alarm.com/music.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection.